各位分享神的话语。
We thank the grace of God that I can share the word of the Lord with you.
今天要分享的经文我们刚刚读过了。
We have just read the scripture that I'm about to share with you.
那我给这段经文的题目是恩典无尽。
So the topic as I gave this passage is the unending grace.
说到约拿书呢，我们应该不会陌生。
So when we talked about the book of Jonah, probably you are all familiar with it.
那么在旧约中间的话呢，约拿书也应该是大家比较有印象的书卷。
Among all the Old Testament books, this is probably one that you should have more you should remember clearer than the other books.
Yeah, 刚刚离开的孩子啊，他如果在教会长大的话呢，对于旧约印象呢最深刻的应该有两幅图画。
So the kids just went to the children's school. If they grew up in church, there are probably two most memorable pictures.
一个就是那个装满动物的那个诺亚方舟。
One is probably the Noah's Ark that filled with animals.
再来就是那个把约拿吞了又吐出来那条大鱼。
And then the second probably is the big fish that swallowed up Jonah.
那说到约拿呢？
So when we talk about Jonah,
我们先不要去管他的什么先知身份和作为啊。
Let's just forget about his the status as a prophet for a moment.
刚刚根据我们刚刚读的那个记载哈。
Just according to the account that we just read.
那凭他那个经历啊，就已经够特殊的了。
His experience is so is already special enough.
我想每个人差不多的人都有吃过鱼的经验啊。
Probably you all have the experience of eating fish.
那有几个人有被鱼吃过的经验，
而且又活回来的。But how many of you has been eaten by fish and come back alive?
那么大概只有约拿一个人了。
Probably the only one I know is Jonah.
我意思说他完全无事啊。
And he's totally fine afterwards.
其实关于约拿那个离奇的经历啊。
Actually, about this special experience Jonah had.
千年以来是争论不断了。
There's many controversial dispute throughout thousands of years.
你如果去看福音派的说法。
So if you go by the evangelical tradition.
他们认定这是一个真实的经历。
They said this is definitely a true story, literally happened.
那自由派的话认为那根本就是个那是一个故事寓言故事。
So for liberals, this story is just like a parable.
Allegories. 那么无神论的话呢，他们是认为这根本就是个神话故事了。
So for atheists, they think this is just like a myth or a legend.
Yeah. 那么我今天要分享的重点呢，不是在于那个离奇的经历。
So the story, the things I'm about to share is not about this special event.
而是这段经文到底要对读者传递什么信息啊？
But it's about what message we can learn from this story.
对我们有什么样的意义？
What it means to us.
特别是在今天呢，充满了压力和变数的生活中，这段经文对我们到底能有什么帮助？
So what does it mean to, how does it help us in a world that is filled of the changing factors.
首先我们要看看约拿书的特殊性。
So let's first look at the why the book of Jonah is special.
只有旧约圣经的时代啊。
It's only in the Old Testament time.
旧约这个约拿书是显得很特殊的。
And the book of Jonah is special.
他所启示的神啊，不是只爱犹太人。
So the God that reveals in here is not one who loves Jews only.
也眷顾啊，然后爱惜外邦人，而且还包括了犹太人的敌人，给他们悔改的机会。
But also he loves not only non-Jews but actually enemy of Jews.
这个观念对我们来讲，今天是不陌生的。
To us, this is not unfamiliar in today.
因为这个启示是符合耶稣基督教的。
Because that is what in compliance to in conformance to the what taught by Jesus.
因为神爱所有的人。
Because we know God loves the world.
他是所有人的父神。
He is a father of the all nations.
那么悔改人都能得到赦免。
So all who repents will be saved.
可是这个很明显的抵触了犹太人的传统观念。
But this is actually go against the traditional traditions of Jewish thinking.
对他们来说，神只爱他所拣选的犹太人，因为神只和他们有约。
So to them, God loves no one else but the one who have covenant with them, which is the people of Israel.
但是犹太人虽然强调神爱他们呢，但是你从其他的先知书来看神呢，其实是一位高高在上的王。
So even though Jews they claim that God loves them, but many pictures in the New Old Testament depict Jehovah as a king who sits high above the throne somewhere above in heaven.
所以他们对神所表现出来的是惧怕多于亲近。
So the feeling toward God is to them for them is more fearful than the intimacy.
约拿书去传递了新约的观念。
But Jonah expressed a very New Testament kind of message.
全能的神如同一位可以被亲近又有耐心的父亲。
So this Almighty God was depicted as a father who can you can come close to him and he's kind to people.
那么约拿书是应该是在先知书里面啊，最能够让我们看到出埃及记34章的6到7节所宣告的那一位呢，慈爱、公义、坚固的神。
So, Jonah in among all the books probably reflects the best about the book of Exodus, chapter 34, verse 6 and 7.
请我们一起来读一下啊，就是我们就读中文，那么英文也在那里啊。我们请一起来读一下，来，耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯、有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实，为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶，万不以有罪的为无罪，必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三四代啊。那么呢，约拿书的另一个特点，我们再来看。
So, the other characteristic of Book of Jonah.
那么就是呢，不符合先知书的一贯模式。
So it is it does not fit the regular Book of Prophets.
那么其他的先知书都有一个很相似的模式，神差派某位先知，然后呢，先知顺从去执行任务。
So other Book of Prophets has such a pattern that God commanded the prophets to do certain things, and then the prophet would just carry out the mission.
但是约拿书的开始是什么？
But what's the beginning of the book of Jonah?
躲避神。
Flee from God.
然后呢，结束是什么？
What is
顶撞神。
He confronted God.
整个约拿书让我们看到一个重要的信息。
So there's an important message throughout the whole book of Jonah.
书中记载了三种人。
It recorded three types of people there.
都因为求告神而脱离了免去灾难。
They escaped the tribulations or suffering because they cry out to God.
那么第一种人就是约拿。
The firstKind person is like Jonah.
他不仅是犹太人，而且是神所呼召的先知。
He's not only a Jew, but a prophet called out to serve God.
他所搭的那艘船上哈，去他施的那些人呢，从船主、水手还有乘客，是属于第二种人。
So the second type of people are the boat or the ship he boarded, including those sailors and passengers on that boat.
那么他们应该是属于拜偶像的外邦人。
So they probably are those so-called pagans, worshipping idols.
不过呢，我们可以看出来呢，他们对犹太人没有什么排斥或仇视。
But we can see that they are not against or they are not against the Jews.
那么第三种人就是后面才看得到的尼尼微人。
And this third kind of people that probably you have to read further, that is people of Nineveh.
也就是亚述人。
That is people of Syria.
那么他们不仅呢是这个外邦啊，拜偶像的这个外邦人呢
Not only they are pagans, worshipping idols.
而且是以色列的头号敌人。
But also their primary enemies of Jews.
亚述人是有名的残暴。
Syrians they are known to be very cruel.
让他们周围的民族惧怕。
People surrounding them were all afraid of them.
但是啊， 他们和船上的人在约拿书的记载里面呢，似乎比约拿还要敬畏神。
But their attitude toward God in the book of Jonah seems to be even more fearful to God compared to Jonah.
而约拿跟另外两种人比起来呢，还竟然看了就是很显然是最不顺服神的。
And among these three type of people, Jonah probably is one that is most disobedient to God.
结果是这三种人都经历了神的恩典。
But all three of them, three types of people, all experienced the grace of God.
他们面对灾难审判的时候呢，都因为求告神而得到拯救。
They all received this salvation when they cry out to God when they are in trouble.
现在让我们来看一下经文。
So let's take a look at the Bible verse.
第一节到第三节。
So verse 1 through 3.
我们先对约拿有点了解。
Let's have a little bit of background information on Jonah.
他是早期的北国以色列先知。
He's a prophet of the northern kingdom, Israel.
那么大约是在主前的八世纪。
Around 8th century BC.
那么如果有看到列王记下的十四章二十五节的话
，So if you have read the Second Kings chapter fourteen and verse twenty-five，
那么有讲到啊，因为这个没有办法，现在没办法打出来的话，可以把这个经文记下来，然后你们等一下再有机会再看啊。那就是约拿呢是加特西佛地区的先知啊。
So Jonah is from Got Hephra.
那么根据约书亚记的十九章十三节的话呢，就是加特西佛是属于在北国以色列的西布伦支派。
So according to the book of Joshua, he belongs to the Zebulun tribe.
那这是北国的支派。
That is a tribe belongs to northern
kingdom. 所以他是北国的先知。
So he's a prophet. Came out of the northern kingdom.
而且在大小先知里面，他是非常前面的，
so、among,
很早期的。
Among the old prophets, he is considered to be the earlier prophet.
那么神差遣这个约拿去亚述帝国的首都尼尼微，警告那边的人。
So God sent him to warn the people of Nineveh.
因为神知道他们的所作所为。
Because God knows what things they have done.
那么亚述呢，是以色列的敌国。
And Syrian, they are the enemy of Israel.
出名的残暴邪恶。
Known to be cruel and violent.
所以神呢，当然知道他们的恶行。
So God obviously knows about their behavior.
但是神有恩典怜悯。
But God is graceful and merciful.
在审判他们之前，还给他们机会悔改。
So before the judgment, he gave them a chance to repent.
那么神差遣约拿往内陆去尼尼微警告他们悔改。
So God sent Jonah to tell them to repent.
他却上船往他施逃避。
But then he ran away toward Tarshish.
尼尼微是在东边。
Nineveh is on the on the east side of Israel.
他是在西边。
But Tarshish is on the west.
神叫他往东，他偏要往西。
God wanted him to go east, but he decided to go west.
你如果去看旧约先知书里面，没有其他的先知有这么大胆的。
So you can, if you read the Old Testament, you know there's no other prophet is as bold as Jonah.
大部分的先知啊，听到神的话的时候都吓得魂不附体。
Most of prophets are so afraid of God, whenever they hear the word of God.
那么约拿和神的关系呢，不像是一个万王之王的仆人。
So Jonah, the relationship between Jonah to God, he doesn't look like a servant to the God of all, King of all kings.
而是像一个不明白父亲心意的青少年。
But it's more like a teenager who doesn't understand the heart of his father.
我们回想自己的青少年时期。
So if you recall your life when you are young.
然后如果你的有孩子也经过过青少年。
Or if you just have kids, just went through the puberty.
大部分的机会大概就是什么啊？叫他往东，他就要往西。
So you have experienced a lot of chance that whenever you tell him to go east, he will go west.
所以你如果想要他往东，你干脆就叫他往西。
So maybe you should apply the reverse psychology to tell him to go to west instead.
约拿要拿要往他施逃避躲逃跑啊躲避神呢，他大概就是觉得什么躲得越远越安全。
So I guess Jonah in his mind when he goes west he probably thinking the further he go the safer he will be.
有些考证认为他施是在今天西班牙的南端。
So many considered thinking that the Tarshish is actually the southern Spain, in today's southern Spain.
在当时是被认为就是西边的尽头了啦。
In those days, that is the end of the world.
因为那时候人不太敢往大西洋里面跑啊。
So in those days, nobody dared to traverse the Atlantic Ocean.
不过呢，约拿呢也可能只是要在中途的某一个港口下船呢，躲个几天再回去。
But maybe Jonah was also just trying to maybe want to just maybe step out of the boat somewhere in the middle and just hide for a while before he returned.
那么无论如何，约拿似乎忘记了一件事情。
No matter what, it seems to us that Jonah forgot about something.
就是他们应该熟悉的，人不能逃避无所不在的神。
That is that the concept they should be very familiar with, that is, no one can escape from God.
我们可以看到，诗篇139篇的七到八节。
So we can look at the Psalm 139, verse 7 and 8.
我们请一起读一下。
We can read it together.
我往哪里去躲避你的灵？我往哪里逃躲避你的面？我若升到天上，你在那里。我若在阴间下榻，你也在那里。我曾经在网上呢看过一些相片啊。
So I have saw some photos on in the internet.
是经过了一些改装啊，特殊改装成为住家。
So they have these dwellings. They make something special.
Converted housing.
Convert something into housing.
对，那可能是为了省钱啊。你看，这是一个货柜啊，货柜箱改的。
Okay, so one of them, for example, is they convert the cargo
container
to into a house a dwelling.
小了一点，还挺温馨的，就是。
It looks small, but it's kind of cozy too.
当然，一定房租也应该比较低，我想。
I think they probably have a lower rent there.
但是呢，也有是属于叫做什么呢？是创意性的哈。
But there's also some very creative.
这个很宽敞的，这是一个渡轮哈。
This is a very spacious. It's a boat. It's a like a ferry.
Yeah, ferry, yes. 那么你再看下一个的话，那更有意思哈。
There's the other one is even more interesting.
对 ，Yeah， 好。那么，但是我比较引起我注意的是什么呢？有一个老教堂改成的住家。
But one that impressed me most is actually a place where converted from an old church.
哎，你不要看哦，它里面相当宽敞啊！你看下一个啊。
But you can look at this. Actually, very spacious inside.
这个应该是当初那个聚会的大厅，我看。
This probably is a sanctuary. Used to be the sanctuary.
那么有两个人写的感想很有意思。
So there's someone who comments on this is they're very interesting.
有一个人说，我不确定是否要住在一所老教堂里呢，我会觉得随时在被注视。
So someone said, I really don't want to live in an old church because probably I'm afraid that I may be constantly being watched.
那么又有一位回应说哈，朋友啊。不论你是否住在一所老教堂里呢，你都随时在被注视。
But the other person replied saying, my friend, wherever you go, whether you are in the old church or not, you are actually being watched constantly.
那么在网上的这些 comments 这些评语是用英文写的啊。
Of course, this is they are written in English.
那我把它翻译成中文。
So I translated into Chinese.
那么英文这个宾音 watch 这个字呢，可能的意思很多了。
So in English, the phrase being watched could implies various things.
可能是指说被注视，对吧？
It could means that you are being looked at, stared at.
那么那是其中的一个意思。
That's one meaning of it.
我们通常不喜欢被注视。
Very often we don't want to be stared at.
如果你在外面有一个人在一直盯着你看的话，你不会心里有会觉得怪怪的。
So if you are outside and someone stare at you constantly, you probably feel uncomfortable.
不过有些时候说不定碰上老朋友被认出来，那也倒一件好事。
But if some old friend just suddenly recognize you, that could be a good thing.
你即使在家里面哈。
But even if you are at home,
除非是年轻人恋爱新婚呐、啊。
Unless you are just got married and you are newlywed,
呀、yeah, ，那么觉得对方在注视自己还挺浪漫的。
So if some if your spouse are constantly looking at you, you feel that's very romantic.
那老夫老妻的话呀、啊、
？But if you have been married for a long time,
会说什么？
What would you?
你今天怎么了？
What happened?
对、yeah, ，去去去，该干什么干什么。
Go do whatever you usually would do.
啊、yeah.。另外一个意思是什么？
So what the other meaning of the being watched?
就比被注视还要更让人难过。
It is worse than being looked at.
被监视。
It is being
under surveillance.
Under surveillance.
如果我们对神的感觉是一位铁面无私的法官。
If you think God is a judge that is a just judge,
那自然会觉得自己是随时在被监视。
And obviously, you would think that you feel that you're constantly being watched.
但是呢，还也有柔和慈爱的意思。
But it could also mean something more tender.
啊，看顾。
Watch also means careful.
关注。
Careful, concern.
Look after.
Look after.
那么，所以呢？那位说呢，他不想住在老教堂改装的房子，因为随时会被注视或监视。
So the person who saying that he doesn't want to live in the old church because he doesn't want to be watched, he's talking about being monitored or being under surveillance.
那么回应的人可能是说呢，我们在哪儿随时都会被看顾关注。
But then this person reply, he could means that wherever we are, we may be cared and looked after.
那个感觉是不一样的。
That's a totally different feeling.
那么无所不在、无所不知的神呢，随时都在看顾关注他所造的人。
So the omnipresent of God is caring for his the people.
他
all the time.
他的看顾和关注也包括把那些要出轨、面临一些麻烦的人呢挽回。
So his caring including turning back those who is about to go astray.
那么被看顾关注的人呢，有些时候呢不一定知道好歹。
So those people are being cared for may not know the goodwill of the one who care for them.
很可能还会抗拒、啊、
They may even resist that.
要等到吃足了苦头、受过了教训呢，才回转。
So they only turn back or turn around after they suffered enough.
那么我们刚刚有说到王列王记下14:25很清楚的称呼约拿是先知。
So clearly in the second king, we know that it tells us that Jonah is a prophet.
那么马太福音12:39，主耶稣也称约拿为先知。
So in the gospel, Jesus also called Jonah a prophet.
所以约拿应该顺服过神的差遣，去传神的话。
So he must have been doing God's work in the past.
可是这一次为什么这么悖逆啊？
But why is that he so disobedient this time?
这显然和传话的对象有关系。
Obviously, this has something to do with the message he's about to deliver to. Has something to do with the people he's about to talk to.
这次的对象呢，不是北国的以色列，也不是南国犹大。
So the audience this time is neither the northern kingdom Israel nor the southern kingdom Judah.
而是敌国亚述。
But the enemy
Assyria.那么有人说约拿是不敢去。
So some said, or maybe Jonah is afraid of going there.
因为亚述人残暴。
Because Assyrians, they are very cruel.
他宁可死在海上，也不愿意去受折磨。
So he'd rather die than on the sea, than dying in the hands of Assyrians.
那也有人说约拿其实呢并不惧怕亚述人。
There's some also say, well, maybe he is not really afraid of Assyrians.
他就是不愿意看到敌人被神赦免。
He just doesn't want to see that his enemy is being forgiven by God.
那样子的话呢，他所传的话呢就没有应验了，对吧？
Because then his message will be futile.
那对一个先知来讲，话没有应验，不是很丢脸吗？
Isn't that a little bit shameful if what his prophet didn't come true, if prophecy didn't come true.
所以呢，有些人对有些人来说呢，什么丢脸比丢命还难过嘛，
So to some, losing face is worse than losing life.
那么无论是哪个原因。
Whichever the reason might be,
约拿是因为他有一些想法，使得他不愿意顺服神的旨意。
There's something in the heart of Jonah that caused him to disobedient to the will of God.
值得注意的是
，What we need to take notice is this:
约拿是大小先知中开头的一位。
So we need to know that Jonah is one of the early or the first.Prophet among all the major and minor prophets.
那么在福音书中间被耶稣提到过九次。
He was mentioned 9 times by Jesus in the book of Gospel.
那他应该是很具有代表性的先知。
So he must be a very representative or significant prophet.
但是有没有想到过为什么关于他的记载？
But why do you think his account?
神留给我们看到关于他的记载。
The account that left behind for us to read by God,
只强调他如何的不顺服神的旨意，对神如何不服气。
We see full of his disobedience and contradicting or confronting God.
神要借约拿告诉我们什么呢
？What is the book trying to tell us through Jonah?
他的反应，他的表现反映出一个现象。
His phenomenon shows his behavior express a phenomenon.
人对神都有某些不顺服。
All people has some disobedience toward God.
不论是否表现出来。
Whether you express it explicitly.
而且呢，包括了基督徒。
Including Christians.
从信徒到教会领袖都不例外。
From Christians, all Christians from lay person to leaders.
有一位忠心服侍主多年的属灵长辈呢，他勉励后辈要记住一句话。
So this a spiritual someone who is more or seasoned Christians advise other Christians.
那么就是在我里面应该没有什么主都改变不了的。
There's nothing in me that cannot be changed by God.
如果我们里面
If inside of us,
有什么是不愿意被耶稣改变的
things that if there are things that we doesn't want to be changed by God,
那迟早会让我们想要躲避神
Sooner or later, it will cause us to flee from God.
那是我们如何能够躲避无所不在、无所不知的神呢
？But how can we escape this omnipresent God?
所以我们应该学习顺服神。
We need to learn to obey God.
Yeah, 然后呢？还能反而就能够享受他给我们的关注还有看顾。
And then we can enjoy his caring and his watch over us.
然后呢，四到六节
，verse 6 through 4-6，
就是约拿城的船在海上遇上了大风暴啊，这叫险象环生。
So the boat run into a big storm and there's all kinds of dangers around them.
这个就是说到。水手都害怕，都惧怕了。
So even those seasoned sailors say they're afraid of it.
你说海上有狂风巨浪呢，是水手常常要面对的。
So this is the storms on sea is something sailors they often have to encounter.
如果连老经验的水手都害怕了
，So even those seasoned experienced sailors are afraid.
就表示他们心连他们心里都没底了。
That means that even those people, they don't really what's going to happen.
那个情况应该算非常危险。
So you can think that is really truly dangerous.
我们今天大概比较少有做这种大船在大海里面遇到大风浪的这种事情。
So we probably have a very don't have experience like.
你就算去做 cruise 的话，它都会让你坐得舒舒服服的。
So even you went on a cruise, you will be rather comfortable.
不过呢。坐飞机的经验可以让我们体会一下。
But if you have the experience of taking the airplane, you will have somewhat that experience.
有些时候会遇上乱流。
Sometimes you are hit on this turbulence.
那么会震飞机身是震动的，可以很厉害的。
And it could be quite violent. For the airplane,
有些时候真的很吓人。
And it's quite scary. Of
不过你注意啊
，from time to time.
如果这个空服员在这个机舱里走来走去的时候说啊，绑好安全带，绑好安全带，就表示没什么大事。
But if the stewards that if they tell you, they walk around and tell you to buckle up, then it means that there's no big deal.
但如果这时候机长广播说啊，空服员坐下绑安全带。
But if you hear that the captain say tell the crew to sit down and buckle up.
哎呦，那就表示情况比较严重。
And then you know that something awful gonna happen.
有些时候他们还在那边就是在那边给吃的还有饭食的时候，会突然宣布说我们现在停止所有的服务。
So sometimes you will see that.While they are serving the food, and suddenly they announce that they will cancel all the serving at this time.
如果你看到那个已经坐回椅子上的空服员，他们脸上要露出惧怕慌张的表情呢，那就是很可怕。
If you see those stewards express fearful on their face, then it's really it's going to be a big trouble.
那么，所以那艘船上呢，除了约拿啊，所有的人呢都做了他们能做也该做的事。
So all the people on that boat, other than Jonah, has done everything they could.
他们哀求自己信的神。
So they cry out to their own God.
然后把能丢的东西通通都给丢到海里去了。
They threw away all the cargoes or all the cargoes they could.
其中有些东西呢，很可能是平常绝对舍不得放弃。
There's a lot of things probably that's something that wouldn't give up normally.
这也让我们看到。
So this also tells us.
有些东西即使我们舍不得呢，也会有得放弃的时候。
So the things we want to hold on to the times we have to give up.
那么船上只有约拿没有惊慌。
There's only one person, Jonah, who is not
居然呢在底舱熟睡。
He went to a deep sleep.
他显然知道这一切都在神的手中。
Obviously knows that it's in the hands of God.
曾经有个宣教士呢，有一个类似的经验。
So there's a similar experience of a missionary.
对，他从这个在泰国的飞机要在清应该是在要清迈要降落的时候。
So his plane is about to land in the city of Chiang Mai.
轮子放不下来。
The
landing gear.
The landing gear cannot be cannot be released.
那么就那个，所以呢叫迫降。
So they have to have an emergency landing.
那么这个情况下呢是很不一样了。
So this is obviously a very different situation.
空服员也心里也没底了。
So even the crew member doesn't know what's going to happen.
他当时呢就在祷告。
So this missionary was praying.
然后他。做了一个简短的祷告，他知道反正是都在神的手里。
So he had a short prayer because he knows that everything is in the hands of God.
他发现整个机舱里面一个很奇特的现象。
So he noticed a very strange phenomenon.
中南半岛的人都是拜偶像。
There's a lot of South Asian people they worship idols.
他们开始在全身做出各种奇怪的动作。
They have started doing all kinds of gestures.
然后呢，从里面发出了一些很让人听了非常难过的一种哀鸣。
So they have started screaming or crying in a very uncomfortable tones.
显然好像是。觉得只有这样才能够打动他们所信的神。
So it's almost like that's the way they can move their God.
但是他这时候突然有个意念。
So he suddenly has this thinking.
座位的两边都是空的。
So there's two empty seats next to him.
他立刻把两个椅垫抓出来。
So he pulled out the two cushions.
那个东西在如果掉在海上的话，可以做那个就是漂浮的啊。
So those cushions are sort of like a floaters if you crash land on the sea.
他把这两个东西拿了以后，就挡在他的前面。
So he used that to in front of him to pull them together and put it in front of him.
他就是这么一个反射动作。
It's just a reflected it's just a reflection.
然后飞机落地的时候，那个撞击的力量呢，是超过人的想象。
So the impact was beyond their imagination.
你如果安全带没有绑得很紧的话，人就飞出去了。
If you don't have your the belt buckle up tightly, you probably flew.
如果你在前面那个头没有就紧紧的抓住的话呢，一样撞到前面。
So if you didn't hold up your head down tight, you will probably hit something in front of him.
他前面有两个东西挡着。
So he has two things in front of him.
所以他完全没事。
So he was safe.
然后降落了以后，他立刻把安全带打开，就看能够帮助什么人。
So he unbuckled himself up to the landing and tried to see what he can
help. 然后发现空服员没有事。
So he noticed that the crews they are fine.
因为他们是背对着坐的。
Because they sit backwards.
他们的那些所有的撞的力量都在背后啊。
So they, all their the impact was absorbed by their back, the back of the seat.
但是在这种情况下，我们就可以看到啊，是属神的人的话呢，跟不认识神的人哀求他自己的神是不一样的。
So we see that there's a difference between who believe in God and who cry out to God a different God.
那么呢，所以呢，我们可以在这里看到。
So we can see from this.
人会有需要神的时候。
We all have their times in life we need God.
好，然后呢，再来经文的就是七到十六节。
And in verse 7-8,
这里的信息是。
So the message here.
无妄之灾可以使人认识真神。
All this, this calamity, can help us to know God.
Your sudden misfortune.
All the sudden misfortune can help us to know God.
Yeah. 那么这个时候啊，船上的人除了约拿，都想不透这是怎么回事。
So the only person knows all people on the boat who they couldn't figure out what happened.
因为船主跟水手啊，他们是应该有很有航海经验的。
So the owner of the boat and sailor they must have a lot of experience.
即使在那个时代没有人造卫星啊。
Even those people, even they don't have satellite back then.
他们至少也可以有他们其的办法，能够预测一下天气。
They have some the different ways to predict the weather.
从海风。
From the wind.
从海潮水的方向。
From the waves of the waves of the ocean.
Yeah, 甚至于这那个水的那个，他们有些时候在水里可以尝一尝，都知道那个潮流的方向。
So sometimes they can taste the ocean water and knows the direction of the flow.
当然也包括夜观天象。
Including they can watch the sky or the stars.
都会先判断呢、啊。至少到下面的第一个港口，中间天气不会有太大的变化，才会开船。
So they probably would not start their journey before they know that it should be safe to go to next step.
怎么一出去了就碰到这种事情
？How they never imagined they're gonna run into a storm like this.
那么很自然就认为
，So they figured this.
这个怪异的灾难。一定是得罪了某个神明的结果。
So this unexpected trouble must be the cause of them offending some God.
所以他们就要用这个抽签的方式来决定到底谁是罪魁祸首。
So they want to they want to cast a lot to find out who is the root cause.
那么结果找到了约拿。
And they the cast fell on Jonah.
那么我们可以看到呢他这个前面五六节啊，三节中间出现了三次那个神的字啊。刚刚大概有红色的那个神的字呢，它是普通名词，代表呢就是各种的神明。
So in verse 9, there's a couple times you see the God that probably I put in the red letter. They are just like a regular noun.
但是呢。英文是小写嘛，但是到了第九节，当约拿告诉他们神的时候呢，是什么？那个就是一个专有名词了。
So, when the Jonah tell them about this God, the word the God there is a proper noun.
那么这就是讲那一位神，代表是耶和华。
So it's talking about the God, which means God Jehovah.
所以这个时候他们知道。希伯来人相信耶和华才是创造海洋陆地的神。
So at this point, they know that Jonah told them, this is a God who created the world and earth and the ocean."
第十节说他们大大惧怕。
So verse 10, it says that they are all very afraid.
他们显然相信这个灾难呢是来自一位神，超过他们所求告的神，因为他们的求告无效。
So they know that there's must a God that who is far beyond the God they called on.
然后十一到十二节说他们呢就向约拿寻求解决的办法。
So verse 11 and 12, they ask Jonah what might be the solution.
那么约拿的回答表现出他的信心。
So the answer from Jonah expressed the faith he had.
他知道这个是他和神之间的事情。
He knows that this is just a matter between God and him.
这些其他的船上的人只是倒霉而已。
The rest of them are just bystanders.
他就上了他们的船。
He just happened to be on that boat.
但是这些人既然已经认识真神了。
So these people, since they all know about God,
就不要再连累他们了。
So it's not, they shouldn't be involved in this.
他也知道反正躲不了。
So he knows that there's no way for him to flee from God.
结果呢就要把结果交在神的手里。
So he is willing to commit the future into the hand of God.
他们就告诉船上的人说把我丢下去你们就没事了。
So he tell the people on the boat saying just throw me overboard and everything will be fine.
那有意思的是
So what's interesting here is
13到15节我们看到呢这些不认识真神的人呢还是心地挺好的。
These people who do not know Jehovah actually is very kind-hearted.
他们呢怎么样大难临头了也不愿意随便怎么样呢为了要消灾啊能够就是牺牲一个人。
So even though they are facing death and big trouble, they are not willing to sacrifice someone innocent.
那到最后实在没办法了只好把他丢就而且还先向耶和华祷告求赦免啊。
But to the end, there's no other ways, so they ask for the forgiveness before they throw Jonah overboard.
然后十五节到十六节说他们一把约拿丢下海里风浪竟然就止息了。
So in verse 15 and 16, it says that as soon as they threw Jonah overboard, the sea become calm again.
然后说他们是因此大大的敬畏真神耶和华。
So it says that they become fearful to the God.
表面上看来
So from the surface,
这对他们是一场无妄之灾啊。
This is like misfortune and asked for.
那么，而且还损失了很多财物。
They lost quite a bit of fortune.
但是他们却因此认识了真神。
But they actually had chance to know the true God.
而且还感谢神。
And they also give thanks to God.
你可以这样想哈。
Just let's think of this.
如果他从开船到约拿下船。
If they have go through the trip from the beginning to the end,
一路风平浪静
and if that is a smooth sailing,
他们可能没有一个人会愿意认识真神
probably none of them would have the chance or willing to know the true God.
约拿如果在船上要跟他们传福音的话，讲破了嘴，他们大概都不会信。
So even Jonah want to tell them if the talk about the gospel, nobody would accept.
其实呢，即使是基督徒
actually even for Christians,
我们的人生中间也有一些风暴啊，巨浪啊，看来是无妄之灾啊。
We sometimes often also see the storms in our life, they are the unexpected,
也有可能造成不小的损失
troubles and may cause a lot of misfortune in our life.
但是呢，却能够让我们更认识真神。
But over the through that experience, we can know God better.
无妄之灾呢，是一个倒霉的事情。
It is unfortunate to have this misfortune and called misfortune.
但是如果因此认识真神呢，就是因祸得福。
But if we can know God more, then we are gaining the blessing through the disguise of misfortune.
所以如果我们不能或者是不肯因着无妄之灾能认识真神呢，那才是真的是纯粹倒霉啊，白白损失啊。
And so if we do not, we are not learning the lesson through the misfortune, then we are truly waste that opportunity.
今天我们所在的这个环境。
So the world that we are living in now.
不管你在什么年龄。
Whatever the age you are.
你去做检查，身体检查的时候。
If you go do a health check.
你都很难讲会不会碰上一个很不好的消息。
You can never, you don't know what to expect.
这个东西呢。有些时候会觉得好像比中奖还要困难，但是在今天来讲，已经是常常听到。
You may think that the bad news is harder to get than winning the lottery, but a lot of times we have heard those things.
所以如果我们能够因着无妄之灾认识真神呢，那就是约伯的经验。
But if we can know God through this misfortune, then that's the experience of Jonah.
就是我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你。
And so that's the experience of Job. That is, I used to I heard about you before, but now I truly know you.
好，最后一节。
The last verse 17.
约拿被丢在海里。
So Jonah was thrown to the ocean.
海上的风浪止息了。
So the storm calmed down again.
那艘船没事了。
And the boat is safe.
船上的人在感谢神之后呢，开船继续他们的行程。
So they the ship continued on their trip.
但是约拿和神之间的事还没有了。
But it's not.Done between Jonah and God.
约拿在船上的时候呢，还有其他的人作伴。
When Jonah was on the boat, there he got companions.
他们对待他这个外族的陌生人呢，算是仁至义尽了。
His companion has shown great kindness to him.
但是人所能做的究竟是有限度的。
But whatever they can do is limited.
现在约拿必须单独面对神了。
Now Jonah has to face God by himself.
约拿掉到海里以后又被大鱼吞了。
So he was swallowed up by that big fish.
表面上说看起来呢，真的叫做什么屋漏偏逢连夜雨啊。
So it's like bad things comes one thing after another.
Yeah, 但是呢。却是神的安排。
So, but we know this is it's because of God.
他能够在鱼肚子里三天三夜，不仅没事，还能够祷告啊，肯定是个神迹了。
So it must be a miracle that he can safe in the tummy of this big fish, and he can also pray in there.
我今天并不是要分享如何解释这个神迹。
I'm not trying to tell you how to explain this miracle.
而是要请大家看到一个信息。
But ask you to learn a message.
就是神给约拿一个单独面对神的环境。
So God has given Jonah an environment where he can face God alone.
这里让我们看到。
So from here we can see.
人迟早要单独面对神。
There will be a time that we have to face God alone.
我们在人生的风暴中。
In the stormy world in our life.
能够得到周围人的关心啊和帮助是有限的。
It is limited of what we can get from other people.
特别是长时间的困难。
And especially if this is a long-term need.
其他的人也有自己的生活。
There are the people has their own life too.
我们应该感激他们的爱心。
We ought to be thankful to their their loving hearts.
不过我们也要知道，我们迟早应该也必须单独面对神。
But we also need to know that we need to face God alone at some point.
只有神才是我们长久的依靠。
Only God is our long-term help.
在我们的人生中
，in our life，
迟早会有类似的一个经验。
We will eventually have such experience.
就是即使是最亲近的人，也未必能了解自己的苦闷、困境还有需要。
Yeah, even the closest person by you may not know the true need your true need.
有些时候我发现啊，有些时候在某种的处境和困难中啊。
So I notice sometimes in some special situation or in some need.
连自己都说不清楚里面的苦闷和需要。
Even we cannot really tell or explain clearly what exactly happened.
那么如何能够得到人的理解安慰
？And then how can you expect the help from or understanding from others?
但是到主耶稣面前，我就不需要多说什么。
But When we come before Jesus, we need no words.
因为他完全知道。
Because he knows everything.
就像我们刚刚所唱的那个空谷的回音。
So just like the song we just sang, the echo of that vast valley.
我们都会有。
We all have that.
笑声留不住欢乐，眼泪带不走痛苦的时候。
There are times we cannot hold on to the laughter.And there's tears that cannot be washed away.
但是神的孩子可以向他倾诉，向他哭，他必使你得饱足。
But the children of God can cry to our Lord, and He will satisfy us.
人迟早要单独面对神。
The times we have to face God alone.
所以不要只是请人代祷。
So don't just ask people to pray for you.
自己更要祷告面对神。
You need to pray to God and face God.
向他倾诉，向他哭，他必使你得饱足。
Pray to him, cry out to him, and he will satisfy you.
我们应该都很喜欢诗篇第二十三篇。
We probably like Psalm 23 a lot.
大家都很熟悉第一、第二章，第一、第二节。
We probably know very well verse 1 and 2.
很美的一幅图画。
A beautiful picture.
第六节讲的就是更是一个好的、非常美的结局。
And verse 6 is a wonderful ending.
但是呢，也许为了一个不影响美感呢。有一个重要的意思在第六节没有翻译出来。
So probably to avoid to cause to interrupt a peaceful picture, this is something wasn't translated quite didn't translate in verse 6.
必有恩惠慈爱随着我啊，其实呢，原文应该是追着我。
So there it says surely goodness and love will follow me. Actually, it's probably should be translated as will pursue me.
我且要住在耶和华的殿中，原的意其实原意应该是为了让我留在神的居所。
So there are words translated as all the days of my life I will dwell in the house of the Lord. It could translate to say that in order to let me remain in the house of the Lord.
我们在神面前其实和约拿差不多。
So before God, we are probably very much like a Jonah.
像一个不明白父亲心肠的青少年。
It's like a teenager who does not appreciate the heart of his father.
在今天，如果一个孩子跑掉的话，你要怎么把他追回来
？So if your teenagers run away, how can you get him back?
首先，你把他的信用卡冻结吧。
So first, you have to freeze his credit card account.
然后呢，再查查看上一次用这个卡到底是在什么地方、什么时候。
Then try to track down where is the last time he used the credit card.
哎，如果到了他信用卡拿不出钱来的时候，大概可能就是要回家了。
So you feel that once he cannot use the credit card anymore, then he knows it's time to return.
神的恩惠慈爱包括管教。
So it is the love of God, including discipline.
要把离开他的孩子追回来。
So that he can turn the kids away, around. Turn the kids away.
然后能够留在他的身边。
So that the kids can remain in the house.
这是他给我们的无尽的恩典。
That is an endless grace. He is giving us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们向你献上感谢。
Dear Jesus, we give thanks to you.
因为你有无尽的恩典。
Because you have this unending grace.
让我们能够成为神的儿女。
And so that we can become children of God.
也因为你的无尽的恩典。
And because of the same unending grace.
你可以让我们时时知道要回转到居留在主的家居神的居所里。
So that we know we ought to remain in the house of the Lord.
我们恭敬的把自己摆上。
We commit ourselves to you.
求你带领我们未来的一生。
We ask you to lead our life, to lead our path in our life.
不偏离左右。
So that we don't go astray.
紧紧的跟随你。
Follow you closely.
到主来的日子。
Until the day Jesus comes.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.